Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
That's the mystery of the church. That's the plan for the church. It's all tied up with glory and glorification, and back into His face, back before Him, back in our place. This planet says, God devised to lift us back up into the glory of His presence. You remember the man when he fell, he said, I hid myself from the presence of God. And now, God made the plan to cleanse the man. You remember the devil said, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? He couldn't fathom that God could work this. What would God do? And that's what it says in verse 8. None of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would never have crucified who? The Lord of glory. When God calls Himself the Lord of glory, it means something about the glory. The whole book of Ephesians, we direct our prayers to the Father of glory. That whole book of Ephesians, I'm telling you, is alive. Take it line by line. And know that it's going to lift us back up into. It's really a circle of glory. We fell from the glory. Hallelujah. But the captain of our salvation is bringing us back up into. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Every one of the letters tells about this mystery. But one of the most wonderful places is in Colossians 1:26. Always calls it a mystery. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:26. Hallelujah. You know, your spirit just goes. And you have to run or jump or shout. Colossians 1:26. Every one of them talks about it. But here's Paul 1:25. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery. This mystery of the church. This isn't the mystery of the Jews. This is the mystery of the church. The mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, even back there 2,000 years ago, to whom God would or wills, it's God's will, make known what is the riches of the glory. The riches of the glory. The riches, the wealth, the splendor, the copiousness of all that heaven affords. God wills now to make this known to us, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, here's the mystery, Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing. In you, your hope of glory. When I wrote that book, The Blood and the Glory, I intend now to write another one about the glory. But it's the blood that washes us so that we can stand the glory. The blood washed those 12 disciples in John 20 when Jesus breathed on them and they received the Holy Ghost in new birth. The blood washed them. And I'm sure that Satan, this came to me, I think it came by the Lord. Didn't see a vision, but it came to me. He'd say, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? This is just in the eye of my spirit, not a vision. But in the eye of my spirit, I saw him do a backwards flip-flop. Curses foiled again.
he could not imagine God would do it. How could he do it?
If he'd only known Jesus was lifted up to that cross legally, offered up there. Everything legal, everything with God is legal. Everything. And the blood was shed. Hallelujah. And washed the man. And Christ, somehow, I don't know, Brother Copeland did the other night real good with a sword, but I've always known that the Holy Ghost kills you. And you say, I believe in Him, God raising from the dead. Those disciples that day, the Holy Ghost killed them, cleansed them. And Christ, the anointed one, and His anointing came in seed, in a baby, and became their hope of the fullness of glory. When you're born again, you receive the word of the glorious gospel. And then according to the plan, you're supposed to yield, look in the word for the glory, it says. Don't have time to develop all this. You're supposed to look in there for the glory. You yield to the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that's doing it. And then He changes us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. And that's what we're doing this month. We're yielding to Him, and He's working, and He's changing us from glory to glory to glory until there's only one more cap sheath of glory, and we're out of here. It's not going to be a church hiding in a cave. Somebody named They took your Bible away, and you have to have dried food, a kerosene stove. Never. Our redemption draweth nigh. Now, I'm going to close with just these few scriptures. Right here. Turn to the book of John. Hallelujah. 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 John 2. Bless the Lord. You know, He's our pattern, our Lord. He mentioned patterns, so much in pattern. John chapter 2, you remember this is the marriage at Cana. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Verse 3, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Chapter 7, John 7. Jesus' brothers ask him why he didn't go on up to the feast and display himself to all, let everyone see his works. And they said that because neither did his brethren believe in him. Verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come. And now over to verse 30. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. Now Jesus knew when his hour was not yet come. Turn to chapter 12, John chapter 12, and verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come. He knew, because he heard from the Father, when the hour was not yet, but he knew when the hour came. He said here, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. 27. The end of the verse says, for this cause came I unto this hour. He knew that he came to an hour of glorification, and it was for the Father's cause. I believe that there's been something about this glory message, and there's many more things about it I didn't tell you tonight that I heard the old-timers prophesy, and I've yearned for it so long. And though much was ours by covenant right, there was something about the hour. There was something about the Moed that had not yet come. And Brother Copeland just said that that's what he told us in 1983. We got this This revelation came to Brother Copeland. This revelation came to me about 1983. He told us to go preach that the glory was coming. The hour is not yet. And some people, a few got it, I would say, but not really got it. And some, like Sue, thought, what is she talking about? Now, I'm not picking on Sue. I'm just telling you that's what she said to me. And I think she spoke up where many didn't. But you know, you have to be faithful anyway. People understand you or they don't. You have to obey God. But Jesus also knew who He is. Remember, we're His body. We are not another. And we take our pattern from the head. And the head knew when His hour was not. And the head knew when His hour was come. Because the Father told Him. Now look at what He did about it. John 17. Oh, He prayed. He communed with His Father about it. And He said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come.
He knew it.
And then He asked for something. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify You. This is Jesus talking. But He needed a glorification from the Father that the Father would give Him in order that He could glorify the Father. I believe that just like Jesus, we are to say now, Father, our hour is come. Glorify Thou us in order that we may glorify You. Woo! Stand up, stand up. Woo! I believe there must come a glorification from heaven now. In a degree and in a manner that no men in any age of the church, this is one church age, but at any generation in the church have ever walked in. I believe in your hearts, you know that the hour has come. And I believe you know that it's right for us to ask God for a degree of glory. No man outside the Master has ever walked in. Glorify Thou us in order that, not for our own glory, no, that's the trusting, you have to get to the trusting part, in order that we may glorify.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.